Welcome, welcome. I am Peter Van Gaspeek. In my day, I was a wealthy merchant and a politician. What was that? I guess the geese are flying low this evening. I was also a militiaman. I hail from this fine city of Kingston, a city which, once engulfed in flames, still worked towards perfection. Oh, terribly sorry, my pet. This lovely creature beside me is my wife, Sarah Dumont Van Gaspeek. Say hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
My dearest and I lived in a stone manor on Fair Street, which, I dare say, has fared well.
Oh, darling, I told you that joke was no good. I told him as diplomatically as I could, believe you me. I'll take it from here. On September 9th, 1777, the Senate began meeting in our stone house.
This was the first Senate of New York State.
Kingston was the first capital of New York.
Of the 24 senators elected, 17 made it to Kingston to attend sessions.
Pierre Van Cortlandt was elected as president of the Senate.
Van Cortlandt was the first lieutenant governor of New York.
Other senators who came included Philip Livingston, Abraham Yates Jr., and Levi Pauling.
Pauling was the only representative from Ulster County.
I remember my Uncle Abraham complaining bitterly about one Isaac Roosevelt. The man ranted and raved about this one senator so incessantly, I thought my ears were going to fall off.
My father complained rightfully. Roosevelt didn't have the good of the country in mind.
But how proud my uncle was to have hosted those senators. My uncle, Abraham Van Gaspeek, also Peter's father, owned the stone manor Peter and I once resided in. I say uncle because, well, dear Peter and I were first cousins.
I don't think these people need to know that.
Oh, but our love was wonderful and somewhat more passionate than you would expect from a good Protestant couple. Peter and I had a long courtship.
It was 7 years before I married this unique creature.
We were only married 3 years, however, before this one moved on to his great reward. We were in love for, oh, what was it, dear? At least 7 years before we wed? Yes, I believe it was. My daughter Sarah and I lived in the home for 5 years after dear Peter's death. But without him there, there was no reason to stay. We traveled a while. Yet I always knew I would return to Kingston, for that is where I first loved Peter.
Yet you had a capricious spirit.
Now, darling.
During our courtship, you would write me these letters, speaking of your social engagements and habits.
What? Was I not entitled to my friendships and connections, to endeavors of my own? Why, instead of being entertained by my stories, Peter grew jealous and distant.
You would taunt me with your stories.
Perhaps I should read one of my letters to these fine listeners to show that, though connected, I was most faithful. I wrote the following to Peter during our correspondence. Dearest cousin, I thank you for your kind letter, and at the same time feel sorry that my last letter occasioned any uneasiness. Think not, dear sir, that I shall soon forget my friends in Esopus, for they are too dear to me. You mentioned something about my connections, but how can you really think that I could have forgotten those in Esopus? No, no! Let me be as connected with as many as I can, for they will never be dearer to me than those at home, unless my mind alters. But I will always have sense enough to remember my duty towards you and all our family. Please give my respectful compliments to Uncle and all our family, and be so good as to accept the same for yourself. I remain your affectionate cousin, Sarah Dumont. Well, I think that is a fine enough piece of prose, don't you? I mean, we had to be discreet. Something you 21st century listeners wouldn't understand.
It is a fine letter, indeed. I'm sorry I ever doubted you, darling.
I think you know by now that I say what I mean and mean what I say.
Oh, I know.
But back to our home. The Senate House, as our little stone house unfortunately came to be called, was damaged during the burning.
My father, however, charged the senators a small rent and had the house fixed up in no time at all.
Ugh, the state just had to have its way. I should have liked to call our home the nest of Peter Van Gaspy and his little hen, Sarah.
Or rather, the nest of Peter Van Gaspy and his rare bird, Sarah.
And no cage ensnares me. The house still stands and is open to the public.
Do visit our home if you have the chance.
Of course, Uncle Abraham did leave the house to me.
How dear! Must we breach that subject?
In fact, when my uncle died in 1794, he didn't leave a single thing to dear Peter.
Ah! Everyone knew that you were his favorite. Must these people know it too?
I mean, I am the more endearing of the two of us.
I always wonder if our daughter inherited your spunk.
Well, a woman's spunk is often the only thing that can get her through this world. After my death, little Sarah tried to run a girls' school from our house. I told her before I died that that was doomed to fail, and lo and behold, it did. Would you agree that mothers are always right, dear listeners?
After our daughter's school failed, the house would pass from cousin to cousin.
It was added on to and taken off of until the state of New York bought it and turned it into a little historic site.
Alas, after the burning, our house suffered significant damage.
Yet Uncle Abraham was able to fix the place up like new, and reconstruction of the rest of Kingston began swiftly in 1778. In June of 1778, 125 military men were employed to rebuild Kingston.
I happen to be a military man myself. Though during Reconstruction, I did quite a bit of scouting, which took me north of our fine village to such places as Catskill, Cairo, Coxsackie.
Oh, my word! You scouted in the town named after foot and mouth disease.
So that's what did me in.
He was promoted to the rank of major in the Ulster County Militia in 1786.
My dear, I believe it is time for us to return to the hereafter.
Oh, so soon? But darling, I am sensing our listeners really understand me.
I suppose we shall have to return soon then. Perhaps this October?
Meanwhile, there are other spirits about. Give a listen. They are here to tell you their stories, so for now we bid you a fond farewell.